Further intrigue was added to the moment by Valere, who had caught up with Zwilt. The Sable Queen crouched behind a guelder bush. She spied on Zwilt as he in turn watched Ambrovena and Diggs. Then they all moved off toward the East Abbey wall. Diggs went straight to the small wicker gate and tried it several times.
Ha! Might have guessed the flipping thing would be locked. Let's see if we can't raise some sentry types, what?
Standing back a few paces, he yelled up at the wall top.
I say, any beast at home?
The big badger maid peered at the battlements.
Apparently not. Shall I give it a try?
Without waiting for Diggs' permission, she cut paws about her mouth and bellowed thunderously.
Come on, steer your stumps. We're friends.
There was a sudden patter of paws, followed by some scrabbling as some beast climbed up the battlements. Young Rambuculus Witherspike poked his head over the top. Not noticing Diggs, the first thing he saw was Ambrovena. The young hog was obviously overwhelmed by the sight of such a massive beast, never having seen a badger before.
Well, corks and crivens, who are you?
Diggs stepped into view, making reply.
Who do you think she is? A ferret or a bally stoat? Now get down here and open the gate, you little potherb.
Zwilt had heard all that went on. He and the ravagers were lying amidst nearby ferns. Deeming it a chance he could ill afford to miss, Zwilt drew his broadsword, murmuring to his escort.
Don't make a sound. No shouting out or charging. But as soon as that little door opens, follow me. If we're swift and silent, they'll be ambushed. Two of you, take the hare and the young hog. I'll run the badger through before she has a chance to fight. You two grab her paws and I'll stab her from behind. Ready?
Diggs was irked by Rambuculus's insolence. The young hog could be heard calling out as he descended the east wall steps.
How am I supposed to know who you are, eh? We're fighting a war in here, you know. There's vermin all over the flatlands coming with a battering ram, and my pa sends me off patrolling the blooming back wall. It's an insult, that's what it is. Then you two turn up, shouting and telling me that you might be a ferret and a stoat. Now this flipping lock's sticking.
Diggs yelled at the door.
Well, unstick the bally thing and let us in, or I'll kick your flaming tail.
Rambuculus tugged the lock loose. Opening the door, he poked his head around it.
Ha! You can't kick a hedgehog's tail. Didn't any beast ever tell you? You'll get a paw full of spikes, so there.
Ambrovena entered with Diggs right on her heels. To show his displeasure, the tubby hare slammed the door shut quickly, waggling his ears at Rambuculus as he shoved the bolt back into place.
Listen to me, laddie buck. One more word from you and I'll whack you over the cheeky snag with a loaded sling. Here. What was that blinking noise?
The blinking noise was Zwilt's sword point hitting the door with a thud. Rambuculus glared accusingly at Diggs.
That was you slamming the door. Nearly took it off its flipping hinges. No need for that sort of thing.